Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the C.J. Miller Show on In5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Those letters stand for, this is the name, Claudia Jean. So just so you know, I'm Claudia Jean Helmke. And Helmke is my real name, but I am Miller, which is my married name. It is such a great name, huh, for radio, C.J. Miller. So this is what's sticking. For my radio show, I'm laughing because I was just talking to my wonderful friend Christine just before the show, and I'm in a little giddy mood. So hello, everybody, and welcome also Christine Northrup, who is my co-host for tonight's show, Diving Deep in Saratoga. Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for being here.
Hello. Happy to be here, of course.
Yay.
Clearing my throat chakra.
Awesome. Yeah, the throat chakra is the theme for tonight. Just want to say thank you, everyone, you know, from both of us for joining us for this show. This is only episode 2 of Diving Deep in Saratoga. You know, we had our first show 2 weeks ago, and many of you know Christine Northrup because she had a show with me. I interviewed her. And the name of that show was Shaman of Saratoga, I believe. Christine Northrup, Shaman of Saratoga. And she's still a Shaman of Saratoga, although she'd rather be called something else, perhaps. I don't know. We talked about that in our last show. And
yeah,
then
okay
Matthew
it.
Bueno, good. And then Matthew Bueno called in, so it was, like, perfect because that was his issue. And, you know, what it comes down to is accepting yourself and being unafraid to call yourself who you are and be and just stand in the light of your own beautiful being, you know, regardless of what anybody's going to say to you, because everybody's going to have an opinion about you. And, you know, what we're talking about tonight, Christine and I were talking before the show, and we were talking about when you're in times of family or friends, when you're in the group of 3D people, what is it like? You know, how do you maintain your equilibrium? How do you manage? Because so many of us that are intuitives, psychics, empaths, healers, we really do take on other people's energy unknowingly at times. So we're going to be talking a lot about that today. I think, you know, Chris, you brought it up to me in our talk before the show. And I thought that was a great place for us to talk, even though we will be talking somewhat about Saratoga and the whole community building, which is really the purpose of this show. Chime in whenever you like, Christine, because
okay.
I'll just keep talking.
I forgot to turn off my phone, so I'm going to get beeped. I don't know if you can hear that or not. You know how you
can
turn off a call waiting. So I'm going to have one
no,
more
I can't hear that. Don't worry
there
about it.
There you go.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was interesting prior to the show, speaking to one another about things that had come up for us over the past, say, week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine was
yeah.
more over the weekend, but being remembering who we are and then stepping into another world of, like you said, 3D, the other, you know, our mundane world, and getting totally swept up in it and forgetting who you are. And,
yeah.
you know, being okay with it and not to, like, that we're human, you know, so slip-ups happen. But to be able to come out of it quicker than normal you know, than hanging on to it for weeks and weeks or months and months and just letting it pass through us is so much better than having it hang on to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess protecting, mm-hmm. you know, we talked a little bit about you don't need protecting, you do need protecting. But I think it's more mm-hmm. of not being sticky, like our luminous
uh-huh.
body not being sticky, so that when
hey.
Others throw darts or throw unkind words at us or unkind thoughts, that it doesn't stick to us, that we're more slippery.
mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so
a great idea.
It flies off mm-hmm. of us instead of sticks to us. So I think the non-sticky luminous body is the best one to be in. And that is, and being, let's see, how could you be non-sticky? Well, you know, you do the work. Imagine, you know, our minds are very powerful. So even just imagining having this ice, I'm going to say ice because I remind, you know, ice is slippery. Not that you're going to be cold, by the way. And I was totally with 4-year-olds all weekend, so I'm really into the movie Frozen, even though, you know.
Let it go.
I had no idea. Let it go. Let it go.
I know that because my daughter sings that every day. So, yeah. Go ahead.
So I was trying to understand the whole, you know, the why are kids so into this? And I've heard other adults say, oh, my God, you have to watch it. It's so great. So I've only watched it once, but the funny thing is, so I have ice on my mind, you know. So that's why.
I could use some ice right now. I'm hot as hell in this house.
Oh, I'm nice.
Give me some of that ice.
See, if you could be
in
the same
air
room
conditioning.
With me, you know, you could be in my cold den.
Oh, I wish.
So,
but that's okay. I'm in my.
So imagine
well, I'm not
ice,
going to say
okay?
what I'm dressed in. I'm imagining ice.
Imagining ice. I'm glad we don't spike this.
I know. If anybody knew that we could be doing the show in our underwear, nobody knows.
Who knows? But anyway, I forgot to be slippery over the weekend.
That's right. It stuck to you.
And
is that what
you're
saying?
I had some stuff
mm-hmm.
stick to me. So, you know, I had to make a, you know, what I love about my another shaman friend who's in Astoria, actually, in New York, and down we're in the city. I know she's awake at midnight. So, you know, 11:45, I looked and I was like, yeah, I'm calling my shaman. So she reminded me, you know, of things.
Thank God
that
you have
I,
a shaman you could call at midnight.
Hey, you know,
who
I'm
you
actually
call?
A shaman you could call. Shaman.
I <know. laughs>
I'd rather you call me at midnight because if you called me at 8 or 9 in the morning, then I wouldn't mm-hmm. be so happy. I'm not a morning shaman. I'm definitely an evening shaman. Late afternoon, evening. So if you
don't
have
assume
an emergency,
it's something
you can.
Right. Don't assume just because Facebook's telling you she just made a comment on your post that she's awake at 9 o'clock because she's really not.
Oh, God, no.
Because I made a comment back to you. I'm like, oh, hey. You're like, that was last night. I don't wake up yet. I'm like, oh, no.
That's
so yeah,
funny.
So go ahead. So you call
oh,
your
you
girl
mean, like,
in
when
Astoria.
I post on Facebook, yeah. So anyway, so she brought me back to the being more slippery and getting rid of the goo that had stuck to me, and it was kind of funny because, I and the other thing we talked about too that I went, oh my God, that's like the same thing is that when you get into the drama of things, and I found that I wasn't angry. But hurt, and being, I'm a Libra, you know, totally mm-hmm. balanced of justice. I'm like, justice. And if I'm and not.
That's why I love you, though. You're my Libra friend.
I when something I feel is unjust, I go a little, you know, cuckoo, I think, in the head. especially when it's against me.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call? So, Ghostbuster.
Ghostbusters, yeah, that's the song. Hello. No, but it's like you're the rabble rouser. You can't stop yourself
oh, God,
from
yeah.
being
I
that,
can.
Right? Yeah.
Poker.
Me too. We're both that. Yeah.
So, I guess what I'm, again, floating away here, but I guess I'm trying to tell the general public because I feel like if you and I, you know, the listeners, that if you and I mm-hmm. had this happening, there's always a common thread. And I think the shows have gone in that way, you know, that things are happening and sensitives all over are going through similar things. Because
yeah.
when you told me your, you know, events and I told you my events, they were so similar, you know.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I was guessing that the thread was going through the universe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the frozen and the ice slide, let the thing slide off. But we're going to come to the next. I picked a card, and it's about your throat chakra.
Right.
So how do you know when to speak your words or to keep silent?
Mm-hmm.
When someone is, you know, attacking you, even if it's just the thoughts that you can feel, you know, how
mm-hmm.
do you
exactly.
how do you address this? And it's
mm-hmm.
interesting because in one part, I wanted to say what was going on in my, you know, whatever, body, mind. But then I realized that the circumstance, it wasn't the right time. So it's always nice to take a breath, you know. All right,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go and, you know, say something that I'm not going to think through because I'm saying it out of hurt or anger. And it's easier to run in the bedroom and cry and then come out. But no, I'm just
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Mm-hmm. You know that one? Run away, cry.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Go, I'm better now, damn you. But yeah, the going
yeah.
in, crying, and then coming out. And sometimes we regress back
mm-hmm.
to when we were children. And
yeah.
it's so interesting that if you really look back at events, you're like, well, what age was I when this happened to me the first time? And why at 50 years later am I still feeling the same? And that's what I love about
right.
when I do soul retrievals. It's really picking that stuff back and bringing it back to the now and not living in that other spot.
That's awesome. You got to do that on me, the soul retrieval thing.
Yeah, we did it once. Remember?
I know, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Oh.
That's okay. I mean, you know, do I have to remember everything? You're the person doing the work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that is not something you need to remember because your little
right.
soul that came back, as long as it remembers, then it's all good. Because you don't always tell what this journey was.
I do kind of remember now that we're talking about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is so true. You know, that's a really good point that you're bringing up, and you're actually – I'm sorry. Here I want to – I'm interrupting a little bit, but go ahead.
No. I was talking, you know, rapidly. So you go ahead.
It's okay.
Feedback.
No, because it reminds me of what you're saying, the soul retrieval thing of checking in with yourself. I've been listening a lot lately to a guy named Matt Kahn, who I really like. I think I mentioned him to you, and I've talked to several people at different conferences I've gone to about him. He's a teacher, a spiritual teacher from the West Coast, and I posted some of his videos on my Facebook page, but the recent one I've been watching over and over again is about oneness, the oneness consciousness, and he really advocates doing inner child work.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so important to, it's like we could be doing all the spiritual work we want, and he's so funny the way he, sometime I'm going to have him on the show. Actually, Helene is going to interview him in October on her show, the Helene Lipson show. So definitely that's going to be a great one, which everybody should check out. And then I got to have him on because I love him so much too, and because he's funny as hell. He'll be like, oh, you know, these people in the spiritual movement, they're like, you know, you're just trying to work it so much that you just feel like you just want to be impervious to anything of anybody in the 3D. You know, you'd be like, you see how I was with that guy? He was all over the place with his ego. I just nailed it. I was able to totally not flinch. You know what I mean? Like, there's a part of us that wants to be able to believe, and here it comes back to the theme, that wants to be able to believe that we could be completely protected and impervious to the slings and arrows of these people that push our buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is we... You cannot completely protect yourself all the time, no matter how many times you call for Archangel Michael or you go to shamans to do soul retrieval or get the bands, you know, get some kind of protection, surround yourself in the golden light or the white light or the Mother Mary help me. Or, you know, there's always going to be some person, your sister, your cousin, your nephew, your best friend, your boyfriend, your husband, they're going to be able to reach out, your mother, father, whatever, insert name here, they're going to be able to push that button that you didn't even think you had anymore.
Right.
You thought you'd transcended that button, but no. You're still a human being in a human flesh, blood and bone body, and you still have an ego. And, you know, I don't think the ego is to be thrown out, and I know that you don't say that, but, I mean, I think there's in the spiritual movement a lot of people want to, like, transcend the ego, let go of the ego. The ego's here for a reason, you know. So, but this is what you're bringing up is, like, how you were in this place this weekend with this family wedding.
Oh,
and you got completely, and I'll just say, like, kind of hijacked
by their
energy.
I don't want to totally let the cat out of the bag, so to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, here we go. Back to the story. So, did you not? Well, I mean, this. Listen, I was with family.
Giving, you know, very. Yeah.
I'm not saying hijacked, but listen, people feel like they lose their equilibrium when they go back with family or old friends sometimes when they're trying to change and be a different way.
Yeah, and it actually didn't happen at the that. It didn't happen. It happened the day after. But that was just, it was just something, you know, that I was bringing up and not being specific about. I want to be more
they might be
universal.
Listening. Of course. You never know who's going to listen to this show.
That's
why
I'd like
please,
to be more universal.
Be universal. Well, I believe in bearing your soul right on the radio. Here I go.
Well, so that's the other thing is like, and that's what I started to talk about was the throat chakra. And when is it appropriate to and to not say words? You know what
thank
I'm saying?
You for the reminder.
No.
I was just listening to our show from 2 weeks ago. We were talking about the coyote. I have the coyote. Hello. I say things at inappropriate times.
But, well, it's, yeah. Anyways, it's not so much inappropriate. It's that sometimes you don't want to feed the fire. I always say, you know, when you blow onto embers, it makes the flames higher. You know, it makes the smoke go. So if you use your breath with words or whatever, you actually could feed the fire. There's always the right time and to be in the right space when you want to have your words be heard. And I think that you have to it's really a very difficult line because you don't know when you're not saying enough or when you're saying too much. It's really it's an amazing thing that it's not always easy for sure. But I find that I don't want to spark any more drama. You know, I rather, if one person is bothering, you know, my energy, I rather wait for that one person to be one-on-one with me and not make it a whole, you know, scene.
Oh, sure.
And sometimes you have to wait for the right moment. And then it actually works so much better because then your words have real meaning to the there's no flashy behavior because you're not showing off, so to speak, in front of the rest of the people, you know, trying to have your ego be heard or whatever. So
very
I guess,
good point.
I guess what I'm trying to, the main thing I'm trying to say is choose your words well, choose the timing, and don't carry it with you. And if you need an emergency, you know, extraction, just give me a call. Because that's what happens.
Who are you going to call? Oh, sorry.
Who are you
going to
call?
Again.
Shaman.
Shaman.
But people do
Shaman of Saratoga.
So,
no, it's true. Because you don't, okay, let's just say, I mean, I'll just call a spade a spade. Things happen, and people piss us off sometimes, Christine.
Oh,
sorry,
God,
yeah. My door. And, you know, they could be the closest people to us.
Yeah.
And what do you...
you
when you're in the moment,
any.
It can
I
be hard.
I have no problem.
You have no problem yelling at the people closest to you?
I have no problem yelling at my husband. So
he's so
easy.
Mild-mannered, and he's so good with you. You have a very nice thing. You have a good combo going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're lucky. Not a lot of people have that. But I think you have a very good point of, like, choosing your words, choosing the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think there's a subtle, there's a difference between, because for me, somebody like me, sometimes it hurts. It almost hurts not to let it out. Like, you feel it, a lump in your throat or a weight in your chest and your heart. If
yeah,
you don't
your
let
heart
it out.
Beats like 100 times, of, you know, like it's beating so fast that you think you're going to burst. That's
right. Everybody has different ways
cry.
Of feeling it.
Exactly.
Right. That's what you feel. For me, I like get a lump in the throat or I get a heaviness in the upper chest. And especially if I feel like somebody is closed to listening to me.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's my issue, really. That's like nobody listens to me, nobody understands me. That's my old thing. But I'm breaking that down, and then I think this is what relationships are for, and whether they're relationships with people that you're choosing to be with right now or people that you've been born into, the family or, you know, the group, they're all relationships to help us along our path and to give us a mirror, right? I mean, so... I mean, the way I'm really learning to embrace this idea of, like my friend Franco Di Nicola always talks about, is to be, that everything is in perfect order as it should be. And everyone that comes into your life is there for a reason. You actually have a soul agreement with them even before this lifetime for them
100%.
To come in. Yeah, to come in and play a role for you. And you're basically the director, the producer, and the actor in your own play. And all the people that are very important and come into your life are there for a reason, to show you something. So there's really nothing that goes wrong when you look at it that way.
Right.
But yet, we want to be able to navigate.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, everybody has their own movie. It
yes,
really,
exactly.
You know, when we're looking at someone else, and they're saying things or like going, hello, are they like, did I miss something? Where the heck are they coming from? And you wonder where they are coming from, because they are in their own thing. They're in their own stuff. So
right.
100%, you know, I agree. But that we are, and they are here to treat, you know, teach us a lesson. I got a wonderful lesson taught to me. Two different things. One, I myself thought someone was upset in my family with me. Okay, this is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
we're
my...
not talking about anything we know. Okay, you're talking about something
no,
else.
No, no, but I wanted to say it was my misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. So I actually, if I had said what I was thinking, I would have been incorrect because it was my illusion and it wasn't real.
Mm.
I, from past training, because, you know, we're trained, there's habits.
Of course.
We're trained to react.
Programming.
We're programming. And this time I stopped, did not say anything, but gave this wonderful person a hug without words, and anything that was an illusion was dropped. There was no word said. Nothing had to be said.
Wow.
So I almost jumped into my ego, I guess, and said, well, I can't believe you haven't, you know, blah, 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 which was in my head. And then when I saw her, I was like, oh, heck no, I'm just going to give her a big hug. And then there was nothing had changed, you know. And this was a close family
member.
Right. So what I'm trying to say is sometimes we imagine things are wrong or incorrect because of our programming, and when it comes to it, there was really nothing to be upset about. There's all different circumstances, and I'm just trying to to go in that direction that, you know, the unknown, I guess. And I wanted to, and then I'll stop talking. I'm a little rambly.
That's okay. God knows I do that. Go ahead.
The stone I picked, I used my crystal cards, and it was about the throat, and it was celestite. And it says, as we enter a new stage of celestial and interdimensional contact, we will be challenged to maintain our own spiritual integrity within the cosmos. This crystal, the celestite, encourages us to stand in the light of our knowing and to be able to discern what is right for us and what is not. So I thought that was really an important thing, that for us to stand in the light of our own knowledge, you know.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's just, I read it, and, you know, and of course it talks about the crystal, but even without having celestite, which I do have a chunk of it with me here, it has a special connection to angelic forces, and it's a very strong vibration, and it calls the angels and higher frequency beings to its side, and it offers complete protection and balance, and it says it has this particular quality and resonance that can balance the throat chakra. It is this chakra that can need the most healing if there has been a loss of faith or trust.
Whoa.
So, yes.
That's really cool.
We have to have faith, and we have to trust. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And that everything's in universal order, because that's what it says. The vision and experience of being covered by the celestial light is of seeing it at work, seeing this crystal at work, or just this thought process, has a deep effect on our sense of place and trust in the universal order. So as we, you know, are listening, our spiritual knowing becomes more valid and more embedded in our own sense of spirit and direction. And that's it.
Are you done yet?
I'm done.
Kidding.
Your turn.
Just kidding around. No, that's it's time for me to stand in the spotlight of my own spiritual knowing. When is it my turn?
I'll pick a card for you.
Pick a card for me. Can you do that?
Yeah,
pick a card.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me. So the celestite, the number 27, that was for
the
whole show.
What does it look like? That's what I was going to do. I was going to look it up.
Oh, celestite is this beautiful blue. It's just a very pretty blue. It's not really dark, but the piece I have is more of a just a light blue. But I think it can come more in like a sky blue. The picture of it is more of that just beautiful, like when you look up into that blue sky.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's very pretty. It's a powerful stone. I always have it with me when I'm doing my readings. Yep. And tonight, it's funny, before I picked the card, I had left it in my room upstairs, and I ran up 3 flights of steps to get it.
Woo!
For some reason, I knew I needed it tonight. So.
Wow. Oh, I want to Google it so I can see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because that
stone
is the wonder of having computers and the internet to do our bidding for us.
We can look up. I like that. When I want to see something, I go, oh, I just Google Celeste. How do you spell it? C-E-L-E-S-T-I-T-E?
Yep.
Celestite? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is pretty. Oh, that's
see,
nice. And then you put it on. And I'm just going to say to people, anybody who's a little bit computer impaired, like I used to be and no longer am, then you go Google and you put out images and you get tons of pictures. Woohoo! Oh, that
is
really pretty. As a very beautiful light blue.
Oh, my God.
There's even
so
a crystal skull. Check it out. You should look at this on anybody that's listening to the show. Check out the Celestine on Google Images. It is really gorgeous, and there's a lot of skulls made of it. Did you see? Did you know that?
Interesting.
Crystal skull?
I think whatever you pick up, I was recently on the crystal skull site, so, you know, I was
there's
looking.
There's a lot of them, surprisingly. I think of my friend John de Blasi when I think of crystal skulls. He's the crystal skull man down in Warwick.
Well,
you're listening to this, John. I'm giving you a little shout out to the man who I know with the crystal skull thing going on. Very cool, psychic. But anyway,
you know,
so
yeah.
So
and
you
in
have
fact,
this.
I'm going to try to get one of them. I was with Joanne Parks, who has Max, this crystal skull,
right?
And she travels, mm-hmm. and I actually want to try to get her to come here. So
oh, we definitely should. That
stay tuned
awesome.
For that one. She's really
yeah, you know, we
sweet
should
lady.
Talk. Yeah, I mean, let's keep going with what we were talking about, but also let's not neglect the fact that we do stuff here, and this is a show about community, and bring it back around to I'm just saying for me that I'm going to be I might as well just put out the call right now. So I'm looking to gather community up here in Saratoga. In the Saratoga area, so this could, you know, this is like people came all the way from like an hour and a half away to come here for different events, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We were at some of Sherry's events.
Well,
now, the last time we had a show was great. Sherry Parslow came on, Annabella, Annette, mm-hmm. how do you say her last name? Annette?
Annabella and Annette.
She was great. She came on, you know, so we had these shamans from Saratoga that also came and joined us that are part of this great community here. But I just want to draw people together. I'm looking to, I mean, I could easily have a group of people here, a small group, but I want to bring people together who can help me, like, brainstorm and think about what we can do to increase the sense of community here of like-minded, like-hearted souls. Because I feel like it's my mission to bring people together. And I know this is part of your mission. This is why we hooked up. Me and you, Christine,
mm-hmm.
and with Sherry, the same thing, and she's so connected. And the last show that we had, I felt really alive. There was an excitement there that was very special for the spark of being able to bring people together very quickly. So, and I know that this is why I put in the tagline for this show on one of my posts was that people are looking to form community of like-minded, and I just keep adding like-hearted because I think I'm trying to get more into the heart than the mind. And I think there are people of our own frequency and vibration right here in our hometowns where
we
live.
We do.
We're everywhere.
We have lots of people.
Especially here. But people listening to this show who are wanting to connect with their communities to assure them that everywhere there is community of cool spiritual people that you can connect with. And you just have to believe that and put out the call. You know, it's like people are longing for that. I've had this call for me for a year and a half. Gather community. So I started with the radio show. That was the most comfortable thing to do. And we have a good community of people that listen to the C.J. Miller show, who I love, and I see them at events. And, you know, as people are thirsting for that, and people that come to your classes and your group events here, I mean, you could see that people are dying for that connection with others. I don't know if they're dying. But, you know, they're loving that, and it feeds a part of us that, you know, that desire for oneness that we all have. And I just feel I'm so blessed to be able to do this. And anybody who's interested in gathering community of any sort, whether you be in the New York area or anywhere around the world. If you have any ideas to share with us or you have any questions, please feel free to write us. You can write. You can go to my website at wholeearthhealing.com, and then my link for my email is right there, but it's also claudiahelmkemiller@gmail.com. But if you go to the website, it's easier rather than trying to remember everything, Whole Earth Healing. And then Christine's website is, what is it? What is your website?
It's www.shamansaratoga.com.
www.shamansaratoga.com.
Yes.
I always forget that. I thought it was Shaman of Saratoga. I think I put the link under the show. It was wrong. So just tell
people. So it's
shamansaratoga.com.
.com.
And, you know, and then you have a link there to your email? Or
my email,
email
doesn't work.
Is it easy?
So, yeah.
Oh, forget
that
the email.
That email doesn't work.
But Facebook,
forget the email.
Facebook
call.
Is a good place.
Facebook.
Christine Northrup. And then what's your mm-hmm. number? Should people call you if they want to contact you?
Yeah, that's the best way. It's
okay. So
51,
give me the give them the number.
518-209-6377.
518-209-6377.
Yes.
Awesome.
And text me, whatever.
Oh,
texting's
she's
good
so available.
Too. I'm so
nice.
Available. But not
so,
before 10 in the morning.
I you know, people can find my number if they want me, so I feel like I'm just, let's just start with the email thing, and then we'll move on to phones.
Mm-hmm.
But especially because I like when people write down things, then I don't have to write it down, that it's there for me to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my mind, I can't hold on to a lot anymore these days. Thankfully, with the changing of time and the whole structure of reality, I don't mind that I'm losing some of my mind. In fact, I'm welcoming it.
You're not losing it. It's just getting displaced.
Exactly. All the stuff that I don't need is now being tossed aside.
I always say
and
to people, I'm defragging my brain.
I like that. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
You know, when you clear you defrag your computer, you put the files that are no longer necessary, you know, in the trash, and you know,
oh,
you
I didn't
get
know
everything
that,
in order.
That meant.
You clear out your old folders.
God, I'm so old school. I had no idea defragging meant that, but it makes sense.
I think
like,
that means that. I hope it means that.
I don't know. It sounds like fracking. It sounds like fracking. I think of the gas thing.
It's like
I'm totally
you know, doing
that.
A scan, you know, a scan on your computer. So you're scanning your brain and getting rid of the spam and the trash.
You see, it's totally different when you have a Mac. I've had Macs for 20-something years, so I don't know the world of PCs and all that stuff. But back to reality for me.
Thank
let's
you,
talk
Kendra.
About spirits and angels.
I have to say so, this, though, because Kendra just texted
me. Is she on?
Me.
Is she called
it
in?
It means that.
453?
She's listening on the phone.
453,
hi,
that's
Kendra.
She. I was thinking that was her. Oh,
she's
ooh, we have some.
She's 391.
391?
Yes, it means that. So she's my computer girl. Yes, defragging. I was correct
Wait.
In saying that.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny. No, she's not on here. She's 391? That's her number?
Well, yeah. Starts with a 5.
No, she's not on here. She's not
oh,
on here.
Oh, she's
not
453.
Yeah.
She's at
that's
work.
That's what I thought was her.
Hi.
Yeah,
at
work. Hi.
Thank goodness for
and
texting.
Then there's, yeah, I know. And then we have, I thought it was
call
her. That's so funny.
Hi.
Kendra, I saw your number and I thought it was you, so I must be a little psychic. Good
so,
for me.
Yeah,
that. It's nice to have people listening.
Doesn't...
And we also have a 780. We don't know who they are, but they have their hand up, so we might get to your call.
Yay.
We'll get to your call. We will get to your call.
Yep,
but
and Kendra.
We'll figure out where we're going first.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
if you want to, yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
if you
put your hand
hi.
Up. If you want
to
get the
put
call,
your
you, have
up, you have to
push
press
one.
One, right? Okay.
Exactly.
So, anyway, so we're going back to, you know, the community aspect, and we are mm-hmm. going to have some really special people coming to Saratoga in October.
Let's talk about that.
Yep, We have my Ecuadorian shaman will be in town, and he usually does. We hope, because you know he has to get a visa and all that fun stuff. Columbus Day weekend.
What is that? I don't know what
October, is it 9, 10, 11, something like that? Columbus Day weekend in October, second weekend.
Oh.
So it's Don Alberto from Ecuador.
Oh, that'll be Don Alberto.
Yeah.
Coming here to Saratoga?
Yeah, he comes. I trained with him in October, Sherry and I and Annabelle, all three of us did.
Oh.
And so
really
he comes.
Be here for that.
It's really nice. He does a usually a one-day event that's open to everybody, and he uses the elements. So we learn. I keep learning every time I'm with him, of course, because he doesn't have a set plan. He just talks from spirit. And, of course, he speaks in Quechuan and I guess a mix of Spanish. So he has an interpreter, but it's just beautiful listening to him. And he, sings and his drums, and he's just a beautiful being. So he will be here. And then we have Lama Linang Rinpoche. He'll be here. I think he's coming October 23rd. If we can, we're hoping to get Don Francisco, my other shaman from Peru. He'll be at Omega, but we're trying to get him in between his travels to stop. He's been to Saratoga before. He's been at my home and Anne's. We had him for a wonderful 4 or 5 days. October's going to be a very busy shaman month.
Wow.
So we'll
oh, my God. I might have to. You have
known.
To tell me when, because I'm going to some of the Franco Di Nicola events this fall, September and October. Well, I don't know if I can go to the October one now, because September 21st, I'm going to this event in Canada.
Yep.
At the Oneness Center, which is with Masterpiece Life, my friend Antonia Hoggins, who I did an interview with. Check it out on YouTube, people. It's my first video out there. It's pretty good, with James Fu and Antonia. And James Fu is going to be at this event with Franco. And it's basically preparing people for this energetic wave that's hitting us around that time. So it's going to be really pivotal, I feel. And then on October 19th is the next one.
October 19th?
I don't know. October 19th. It's like a two-part event they're doing. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's special. See, I didn't know the exact date. That's so funny. It's called a two-part energetic event, Riding the Wave, September 21st and October 19th at the Oneness Center in Kingsbridge Center. It's Ontario, Canada. Beautiful venue. Just great energy. Like, I would recommend that to anybody. And the people that go are so loving and sweet. And it was so nice.
And 20, that's right. Sorry, Kendra. The 21st is Kendra's birthday. She has a very special
Oh, happy birthday. Well,
that's
next
funny.
Month.
The 21st
we'll have to do it again.
Is Kendra. And
of
the 19th,
September?
Both those dates. Kendra's is September 21st.
No
and
way.
October, yeah, and October 19th
that's so
is
funny.
Mine. The two dates that you're talking about going will have, interesting dates.
That is so funny.
I will definitely
go
to Canada one of these days.
You know, I would love you to come if you can. Anybody,
would
I would invite everybody. You know, I am going to try to get Franco to come. I think he would. We were talking about it at...
That would be awesome.
You know, I went to two events, and I stayed at his house with his wonderful partner, love of his life, Kimberly Ross, who is like a sister to me now. And I just felt so, like, at home with everybody there. Like, coming back to family. Like, that felt like soul family for sure. And so it just came up so easily. I'm like, yeah, I got to have a thing in Saratoga. And he's like, yeah. And it's not that far. So that would be the cool thing. And then I even think that people from Canada might come.
Mm-hmm.
It seems they're like all traveling around, seeing each other all the time. They're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, Peter Nelson, this other guy, Jamal Safavi, and they're all like traveling around, going to places. This girl, Lai Ping, and a whole group of people from the Toronto area, and then from north of there. And there's definitely a good cross-section of people up there who were very open. And one of the people I met, this guy Milan, he's doing shaman work with a shaman that was like in Canada and also in the States and moving around, making the scene. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
Moving around a lot. I mean, it's important for them to connect with people. The same thing with Franco. We'll definitely have him here sometime. So if anybody is interested in these events, I mean, we should put it out there on Facebook. I'm also in the midst of developing. I've really got to start writing, putting stuff into words, putting it out there, some kind of email thing. Also want to be posting the videos that I did. I did a video with Franco and Collective Evolution that I've been trying to get up and have not done, had some difficulty with, so it just didn't make it onto YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But really want to do that because it's been such a magical time for me this summer. Even though it's been difficult for people energetically, I've been surrounding myself with high vibrational people for the most part, and I've definitely been riding the wave. Like, it's not
yes.
been hard. It's
mm-hmm.
been like, you know, and even the hard moments are not as hard as they used to be, that's for sure. You know, so
exactly.
there is a bonus. There is that carrot. We're grabbing the carrot. Not just constantly dangling out there. It's happening because I'm feeling the difference. And we're so much more, the 4D is so much more evident that and I'm having many more moments of 5D. That magical time. I even saw a meteor last night, and it was like, I was like, oh, look at that shooting star. I'm sitting by the lake with my friend, a very good friend of mine, and we're looking at it was a beautiful starry sky next to the lake, and so it was like not a lot of lights out there, so you can see pretty good stars. And all of a sudden, this shooting star turned out to be a meteor. It was so big.
Mm.
So you know, there's magical, and it just when you're sitting under a blanket of stars and looking up at the moon and seeing shooting stars or meteors. It just reminds you, and especially if you have good company and you're happy, those are the magical moments and the moments that you never, you know, that those are things we live for. So it's like, and then being around people that you love to be with, this is what we want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to come to the events with these shamans, and I think, you know, God, the class I went to with you, with Sherry Parslow, who we had on our last show, that was like coming home, too. It was just so comfortable. Of course, I'm comfortable with you guys. You're my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I just met you, I would feel the same way because you're so welcoming. And just to tell people about the area here, first of all, it's very beautiful, especially in the fall. And October
mm-hmm.
is like the fall, and so it's
yes.
going to be really pretty. With all the leaves changing colors. And there's a crispness to the air here. There's great water sources. But also, we're on a lake right here. I mean, we could
mm-hmm.
have things, you know, we could have a group come here. We could do things in Lake George. There's, like, so many power points. And didn't you have the shaman that came, which one was Don Alberto, came and you
Don
guys went
Alberto.
Down to the lake?
Oh, yeah, both of them did. Don Francisco,
mm-hmm.
when he visited my home. We didn't have a class here, but mm-hmm. he went down and blessed the lake. And then last mm-hmm. October, we had a blessing of the waters, too, with Don Alberto, with Alberto Taxo.
Nice.
That's the one that's from Ecuador.
You see, how can I might have to do the second one. I don't know. And I'm supposed to go to a race, too. I just made it onto the competitive team of my rowing club. It's very exciting to me. This is my other life as a jock, as a rower. And the other thing that I'm passionate about in my life, other than life itself. But I was going to go to the head of the Charles, and that's a very big thing for anybody. Anybody listening to this show probably doesn't, unless they're obscure, they're rower enthusiasts,
not going to know, but I'm very excited about that, so I don't know. But it's like, I feel like these events that are happening this month are so important, and whatever you can get yourself to something in September and October. I feel like this is a really pivotal time.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. What do you feel?
Oh, definitely. I can't. I have so much that I wanted to do, and it was interesting. It was all happening on the same weekend. There's like four events I want to go do on the 21st. That weekend, not the 21st, but it was like the 19th, I think, or 20th or something. And I just am like going to flip a coin to see which one I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm going. The other thing is, you know, we have Omega that's very close, and I was invited
yeah.
by a friend to go see John of God. She had an extra ticket,
okay.
so he's been sold out for a long time. So I'm excited. Going to go there for 2 days and be in that.
I don't know who that is.
Energy.
That sounds good.
John of God. He's from Brazil.
Oh.
He's a spiritual healer too. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I think I've heard of him. I never knew who he was either until I went to Omega. I was in a class, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And he was coming, and they were preparing for him. And, I read about him. It's interesting. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to figure it out, and I need to see what he's like and see what happens. And, yay. All I know is I'm going to be at Omega and being in blissful surroundings for a couple days. So I'm very grateful to my friend for that. My other shaman friend
you know,
in Chicago,
yeah.
Christine. Her, my other Christina. So, yes,
oh,
there's a lot
nice.
Of things to do. And do you want to take any callers? Is this a good time? Should we? How do you
yeah,
wanna,
well, what are we going to? All right, hold on a second.
What are they going to talk about?
I feel an echo. I'm hearing a little echo. Do you have the sound on your computer up or anything?
I'm not even near my computer.
Okay, maybe it's just on the phone.
Hmm.
It's myself talking that's the echo, but now I'm not hearing it, thankfully.
Okay, because I
don't
hear it. Something
about hearing myself an echo, it's a little disconcerting.
Oh,
so we have a couple people that are calling. Let me make sure to put your name in here so that I know that it's you and you're not a caller. I'm like, oh, there's a 518. They have the me. Hit their hand up. It's you. Okay.
And,
so,
you know, I could pick a card. We'll see.
Oh, but there's another 518 listening. They don't have their hand up, 860. And there's a 780 that has had their hand up for a while. But how are we going to do this? Are we going to just open to people? Are you people, I should have said that not only is Christine a healer, energetic healer and shaman, but she's a psychic medium as well. So
I don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
It's more of like finding out what they may want to say something or talk about what we're
right,
you know
share.
Have something to say. To share exactly.
Okay.
It could be a sharing.
Yeah, that's
and
what I was
I do
thinking.
Have
share.
My cards out. Yeah, this you know it could be a sharing and then see what happens.
Okay,
and
cool.
if they've had their hand
just
up,
have fun.
I just felt like there's somebody out there, so maybe that was the one.
There is somebody. There's
and I do have my cards out. So if they
okay, let's talk to them.
You know,
let's
yeah.
get them. All right, here we go. It's so exciting. Okay, hold on. Check it out. Here we come. Hello, 780. This is CJ Miller. You're on the air.
Hey, CJ. Hey, CJ and guests. Calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi. This is Christine and Claudia.
Hi, Christine.
CJ. Well, you're Christine. I'm not Christine.
I know.
So what's your name, man from Canada?
A man from Canada. It's Jay calling from Canada. Jay.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling. So what is it that you'd like to add to our conversation tonight, or do you have a question, or what's up?
Well, I'm a practicing, I don't know, I'm a shaman or anything like that, but I teach native drum making.
Mm-hmm.
And my question mm-hmm. is in regards to the loss of ritual and ceremony and how it is important actually in healing work and, you know, just simple, just blessing the food and stuff like that. And I find that's very lost in our weird way of way we deal with people and things and actually how we treat food and things like that because we think that it's so, it's like we take it for granted in a way. And I just wonder what your thoughts about that, because I find that, too, with some of my students. It's like, well, okay, we'll just pick up a drum and just play it, okay, instead of, like, maybe, you know, asking the drum, thank you much for your help, and, you know, considering it's still a live being, things like that. So I just wonder what your thoughts about the importance of ceremony and, you know, ritual.
Well, for me, I'm all about ceremony and ritual. That's what shamans, that's what I've been taught to do. When I woke up this morning, the first words I heard in my head was, take it to the fire. So for me, when I have a problem, I take it to the fire. And that could be even looking at the sun, because that's a ball of fire. A wonderful person today even said that to me. I do a lot of blowing in sticks, and, you know, I give a blessing to my food. I usually say, please don't give me a stomach ache, and thank you. But, you know, we have a little prayer I say over it, and it is mostly for thanking. And, yeah, I don't know if you were listening when I said that Alberto Taxo, we work with the elements. We do ritual around the elements, you know, same thing like when we were talking about blessing the water. So, yes, I think it's something that needs to be brought more into our everyday life, for sure.
Well, I mean, that's so interesting. I mean, yeah, I think of you, Christina, as like, you really are, in many ways, an embodiment of that. You do walk the walk, or walk the talk the walk, whatever, however you say it, but you do what you say you're going to do, and then, you know, it just becomes a way of being. And so we all have these ingrained ways. And Jay, you know, you're a teacher, and so I'm sure you're working with people in this way, and it's a part of your reverence for life. But it's so funny that you said that thing about the food, because I mentioned earlier in the show that I was listening to Matt Kahn, and I've listened to this one part of this thing he had, and he kept saying, well, the part I kept hearing was, you know, to talk to your food, to thank your food for being there for you, and you know, let it know what you want, that, you know, how you want to bring it into your body and get the most nourishment, and thanking it for its participation in your journey and working with you, and also then talking to your body and preparing your body for the food. And I think that is so important, because so much of the food consumption and digestion is unconscious. And wow, that we're leaving out the intention is so interesting, because think about how many digestive problems that people have in the world. And a lot of people are taking in things that are highly toxic. They're not taking in organics and high vibrational foods at all times, which are really important. I mean, you could change the vibration of food just by your intention or by praying and having some sense of ritual with it.
Right.
So, were you going to say something?
With the drummer, I just want to say that drumming, not, you know, brings the vibration up. I drum over when I'm doing a shaman session to bring up that luminous body, you know, the sound. And getting into meditation and the whole beat of a drum, and shamans, you know, we use rattles. So what are some of the things you do, Jay?
For
ritual.
For ritual? Well, when I'm eating food, in regards to, I say, you know, thanks for the food. And actually, I just go to the place of people who actually, the plants that gave their lives for my nourishment and health, and the meat too. And I often see visions actually of the people who actually grew it too. So and so I do that too. In terms of other rituals, I did I was picking sage with a friend yesterday, and we picked some really good sage, and we did a song ritual and thank you ritual before we picked the sage and smudged the area too. So, So we do that, and it always works actually too. Even when I did some shamanic journeying at a circle on the 31st, used the drum to help people around. Who are actually doing their journey work, and I asked the drum to help along with the journey work, and actually a Pegasus came up actually as a as an animal to help along.
Ooh.
Too. So it was really cool.
Yeah. Yep. It's
wow.
Ritual and very important.
That was the animal card that I picked recently, the Pegasus, I think.
Mm.
And I did a card with
well,
you.
Well, didn't
I
did a journey with you when you flew down on a Pegasus.
Wasn't oh,
that?
I was on the Pegasus. That was my animal. That's so funny that you're saying that, Jay. That's so cool. What part of Canada are you from, by the way?
I'm from Western Canada.
Oh.
Western Canada.
Like near Vancouver, that area? Or no? It's bigger than that.
No. Yeah. It'd be actually Alberta, actually.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Over there. Yeah.
Wow. That's
awesome. That's
so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Some area of the world that I've never seen. I should put like a little pinpoint on my on my globe, which making the connections. So what is it that you're a teacher, you're a spiritual teacher, or what is it that you practice?
Well, I've been teaching drumming, making drums and teaching drumming since 2010, so... It's been quite a bit interesting, actually, in drumming just recently. But the thing is, I've been also learning shamanism through yoga, actually, through yoga, tantra yoga. Not the tantra yoga you're thinking about, but the tantra yoga that deals with actually the feeling part of it. We're actually working with the elements, the five elements, actually, you know, the earth, the water, air, and what's the other one? The fire? Fire?
Yes.
Fire,
yep.
Water,
don't forget the fire.
Air. And wind.
And also
air, wind,
the wind, yep. Yep, and space. Space.
Yes.
And I find
spirit,
that it's really interesting when you're working with that in terms of the emotional mandala and how that works too and the feeling work about that. It's putting it all together right now, so it's really, really cool and how the energy works in your body too with those elements is really interesting.
Wow.
Yes, and that's
very
what
cool.
Don, that's what Alberto Taxo, who's coming to Saratoga, that's what, he has two books about working with the elements. And we're doing even more and more about, you know, working with nature.
I find that the shamanism, or at least parts of shamanism, came actually from India, actually, which is very interesting too. So, and some of the native words actually, especially a Cree person the elder was talking to, actually one of the words actually came from Tibetan Buddhism or Buddhism. So it's kind of interesting how it's connected with that. So it's a very, very interesting journey I'm taking with that stuff. I remember actually right now I'm just learning reading a book called Tibetan Shamanism, and it's a very very interesting how that works. So when you're working with
Tibetan
those elements,
shamanism.
I find that it's very common. Yeah, I find that where it's really interesting, it's working with those elements in some sort of way. So it's very neat. It's very neat.
Wow, I never even knew that there was the Tibetan shamanism. Did you, Christine?
Oh yeah,
you know
Lama. I mean, Lama talked about shamans in Tibet, and I did the shud practice with the drumming.
Oh right,
with
you
him,
were in
and
the,
so
yeah.
Yeah, he talked about the Tibetan shamans. Yes.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's so neat. Wow, it's like a renaissance or a rebirth of all these ancient healing traditions that are so connected to the rhythms of life and earth and nature and having reverence, and it's just wonderful. You know, you can really feel the 5D present when we talk about these kind of things. The 5D, I'm talking about the fifth dimension. You know, I keep surrounding myself with shamans, so that's the running theme for me. But I am not a shaman. But you know, just having a natural sense of things, I'm like so amazed how all these ancient traditions are coming into the modern world, and people are really taking to them. So it's really cool. Yeah, for sure. Here we go. It's the shift. So
So did we answer, was that, I know, I don't know if we answered the question or we just,
Yeah, it was a great conversation. It was a great conversation. You know, one thing I find that when I first started my journey is that, especially in shamanism or, you know, doing the work actually, when I first started drumming without no teaching, that people would, something would come to me, and actually one person came to me crying, actually. And this actually happened in my last shaman journey circle I was at. Someone actually was crying. And I find that there's a synchronization process actually going on with your with the drum or rattle when you're doing that type of work. And you get to a place of peace, and then all the, I don't know what you call love that flows from your heart is, you know, people feel it, actually. And I find that that's very, very profound, that how the drummer actually works that way. And it's a great way, actually, to settle down a group in a circle right away, is to get them on a synchronization basis, is to drum maybe 7 to 10 minutes a day, and or for that moment, and to get everybody settled down, and then immediately pray after that. And that's it's always key. It's really interesting if you do that with a group of people, just get them to drum 7 to 10 minutes, and you'll see that this synchronization with people, how they're drumming, and then they'll start getting towards the later part of it, towards the end, you see them, you know, drumming and synchronization. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yep. I've been around many a fire for that.
Rattles
and drums.
Well, they
rattles
do it together. Entrainment too, right? It's almost
yeah,
like
it
you
gets
have
your mind
focused.
Yeah,
I was just
and
talking
out of
about
the
that with some
mundane.
Well, and also, I mean, you think about it, even clocks. There's the theory you put a couple clocks in a room and they'll come together in the same rhythm. So I think it's a real human, that rhythm is so important, and the drum making, that's beautiful. So do you have like a website or something if people want to check you out, people in Canada or even in anywhere?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I can post it on the chat room. Yeah.
Because, sure.
Or
is it hard to explain?
Yeah. No, it's not one of those synchronicity words type of thing, but you can see who I am, actually.
Are you Aloha Jay? Are you Aloha Jay in the chat?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
Aloha.
Aloha Jay. Yeah, put it in the, write it in the chat. That would be great.
Aloha.
Right there. Bang the drum.
Yeah.
.ca.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
People know that. Us Americans will take that. So bang the drum.
Yeah, I like it.
Because some people can't get into the chat. Just to remind people, if you want to get into the chat, and then I'm sorry I didn't tell this to people earlier. So on the Blog Talk Radio page.
I don't even know how to get into the chat.
All right, so let's have a little lesson in this. So you're on the Blog Talk Radio page where you're seeing this is the show and you're listening to the show. So scroll to the bottom of the page, and it should be the left hand. No, I'm gonna do it myself. I'm gonna go into the show. Let's check this out. Wait, I don't want
to
lose
the
show.
So you have to log in or register.
Well, yeah, you have
to. I'm doing it from
register.
Right, and so I think I had asked you that. It says, do you want to be registered through Facebook, and you're supposed to hit yes? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. See, I have an account, obviously, but I'm on the N5B account. But you don't really have to. You can just be a guest. Those people who are guests.
Yeah.
But you can be, and then it's easy once you set it up. But, all right, so I'm on the page.
You're going to have to come over and teach me.
If you go down to the bottom, let's see. Here it is. You scroll to the bottom of the page under our picture. It says the C.J. Miller Show with Shaman Christine Northrup, Diving Deep in Saratoga, number 2. And then you'll see the player. And then there's the writing about the show. Then underneath it says Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see the chat room. And then you could just try commenting. Oh, somebody.
I tried. It wouldn't do it.
There's only a few people in here. It's a small chat room tonight. We didn't do a lot of promoting the show. This is a relaxing show. I've been doing shows every week. The important thing for us to talk about tonight was really just to be open to speaking our truth. And I love the fact that you drew the card the message was about the thyroid. And the throat chakra, or the throat chakra, and then we said thyroid, because we both have experienced issues with our thyroid. And for me, the throat chakra is about speaking your truth and communicating. But you guys were just talking about drumming, and that's another way to communicate to people and
yep.
through music and through sound.
And
yes. I
it does
I think
open
that's really
up.
Important. Mm-hmm.
I think when you were talking about how people get, you know, what the one woman cried is because her heart chakra got opened up from the drumming. The vibration of the drum, the noise, the music, and it just, she opened up. And it was so overwhelmingly sweet and wonderful or whatever emotion she was feeling. So that's what I found, you know, when I use the drum, that it can really, the vibration alone can shake up a chakra or an energy place in your body that's been shut down. It needs to be shook up, you know? Shook up and awoke.
Yeah, yeah. God knows, I like, crying is a great way to release things. And sometimes you don't know, you don't have words to associate it with it. And that's the great thing about sound. And I love sound healing. So, you know, we were considering, Christine and I were talking about having a woman that we know that does drum making workshops, to have her come up to our area and do a class here. Is that the kind of thing you do? You put the drums together? You do drum making? Or how is it?
Yeah, it's, well, what I do is I do it over two weekends, or two weekend days, basically, you know, Saturday, Sunday. You build it on one day or one afternoon, basically. And then you let it dry, and then people can play it next week, actually, and they learn about the teachings of it, eh? So, and that's how I've been doing it ever since. I mean, you know, give them a song and give them some basic instruction, and then it's all from experience, and my creativity is really, I'm a creative genius in regards to that. And, you know, give them a 70-page manual and, you know, DVD related to drumming and things like that.
Really?
So on a song, too. So yeah, they do get the stuff. So this is over, like, I did, you know, I built the manual in about, I'm thinking about 4 months, I believe. 4 months? Yeah. So, we came all together in May 2010. That was my first class. So, I'm up to now 14 classes, so got one up next month. So that one is full. But it's really interesting, the people that you attract to your classes and what they're looking for and how you can help them. You probably noticed that too. And also I find that you get teaching in a way that it's not complicated. It's simple. That's what I love. I think maybe the reason why that you love about shamanism is it Christine? Christine?
Mm-hmm.
No,
yes,
Christine. Yeah, is that it's simple. It's not a lot of head work. It's just practice. It's just practice, simple practice. That's what I love about it, you know. That's the reason why I still enjoy, you know, teaching this stuff. And, yeah, it's very, 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 very rewarding when you see growth in people. When you tell a person, you know, as we were talking about this, told this one lady about a long time ago in 2010, I think. I said, okay, here's, you can borrow my drum and drum 7-10 minutes a day and see what happens. So the person did it and was crying and all this other stuff. And it was great, great teachings I had, I think. Because sometimes if you go there with just a trust and just doing it, it always works out, instead of like being in your head and things like that. So
right.
I find that, yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, thank you. God, Jay, you're so cool. Thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing with us. And we have your bangthedrum.ca in the chat for people to look up and check out your classes if you're over in that area of Alberta, Canada. Or do you want to come up there?
So maybe we can have a gathering over the, you know, the phone.
Computer
a drummer,
gathering.
I can rattle. We can have a little, you know, vibration up, you know, uplifting through via the phone.
Oh, that
lines.
Could be cool.
Right?
That's a great idea.
What do you think, Jay? A little drumming, me a little rattling.
You could come on with your drum. That'll be fun. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
we'll
do
a vibration show.
I was going to say, write us, you know, keep in touch with us too, so that we can, you know, are you friends on Facebook? Is that how you found the show? or how did you find the show?
No, I usually find Blog Top and just look at spiritual shows and I go, oh, I remember this one, and I remember, you know, talking to or listening to your show, I think last week or so, and just listening. Oh, that's really cool, talking about shaman stuff. It's always interesting. I find little bits of information here and there, and that's really interesting.
Yeah,
nice.
And you know, you're building community where you are through these workshops you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
definitely.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what I wanted to do with the show, is like to say to people, like, well, you know, what do to build community? Because I think we just have to keep talking about that and doing it, standing up and speaking your truth, doing whatever it is that you feel gravitate towards that speaks to your heart. Because the things that we're passionate about doesn't feel like work at all. Like, you know, it's play, it's fun. and that's what we want to be doing. You know, that's what we all want to move into, is that world where we're living and breathing our passion and what we really want to do and having community and living from the heart. So it's great to meet you in this place, Jay. And
yes,
definitely
so nice
stay
to
in
meet
touch
you.
With us. And on Facebook, you can check, you know, friend us or something, Claudia Helmke Miller or Christine Northrup, so we can stay in touch with you and, you know, get you on another show, maybe have you do some drumming. That would be really fun.
Sure, that'd be lots of fun. This would be great.
Okay.
So thanks so much again.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling in. Okay.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Take care.
No, my relation.
Aloha.
Aloha.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Much love. Namaste. All right. Wow, that's so cool. All right, let me go back to... Yeah, let me... I'm sorry, I have to just put Jay on mute because I still had him on. Here we go. All right, goodbye, Jay. So, that was so nice. And that, you know,
yes.
I love drumming. I love sound healing and stuff. It's funny that I didn't think about it while he was on, but I should say that I know a person who does sound healing in Vancouver, Canada, who I just love his music, and I play him a lot on my show. His name is Matthew Cosell. I don't know if you probably remember hearing him. And I might play it at the end of this show.
Yeah, I think
I
have
listened. So much.
Yeah,
I often close out the show with his stuff. I was exposed to his stuff. He does things with his voice. He does this Tibetan, like, you know, that, like, deep
like
voice.
Like
Yeah. And then he does stuff with a conch shell, and then he also does stuff with a thing that looks like an accordion, and he does the bowls, and he sings another thing. I mean, he does so many things. It's amazing. And you could just so easily go into a trance, and I start chanting along with him when I'm listening, and it's so healing, so purifying, so beautiful. Even the stuff that's recorded that I have is not even half as good because of the energy when I heard him live was so through the roof. So I would suggest to anybody who's in the Canada area, especially Western Canada, to go to Vancouver to see Matthew Cosell. He is off the hook, amazing. Wow. And check him out on Facebook or YouTube or how to buy his stuff. But I would love to get recordings of the Symphony of Meditation that he did. That was my friend Larry Bazell's event. And Franco Di Nicola was one of the speakers. Anelia Benz was one. Several other really cool people. That's how I met Franco Di Nicola, was through that show.
Wow.
Yeah, so Matthew, that's how we met Matthew. And then he sought out my friend Helene, and she did a show with him. She did an interview with him. So that's how we know him. That's how we have his music. And but anyway, I just want to say I know healing with sound works majorly. And it's beyond. It's so beyond reason. It's like I was actually told by a psychic not that long ago, about a year and a half to 2 years ago, that I should do gong sound therapy. She said the gong would be very good for you. I haven't really had any gong sessions, I have to say. I should be going to some gong things.
Somebody
gong
around
show?
Here does it. Somebody
really?
Somebody actually does it, yeah. When I get
what
invited again, when he comes around, we'll go.
I have
He's
to go. That's
spa.
What I was told to do.
Yep.
I'm so glad. Oh, my God, it's right down the road. Over
yep.
in B-Spa? Okay.
Yep.
I'll check that out.
I haven't seen it in a while. I'll have to...
Oh, I'm glad I mentioned it, because that's supposed to be really good for me.
I would definitely want to do that.
Yeah, I love all that kind of stuff. So this is, you know, coming back around to that was, you know, why we put this show together, is to bring our community of people that can speak with us about this stuff together, people that understand us, and to have that feeling of family and community.
Yeah.
And to not feel, I mean, it's okay. We don't want very normal people anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, to not feel like such a freak. Because sometimes I feel like if I really tell the truth about what I believe, that people will be like, oh, my God. You know, they just don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't care for the most part. I really don't care what people think. I guess that's why I do this show now, because I don't care. But, I'm more impressed by how people are excited about it, to tell you the truth. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Look at you met my friends from boarding school that came up here to get healing.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking, wow, I wonder how they are before you said that. I was like,
oh, my God, that's
listening?
So funny. Yeah, my
are
friend Sarah. I know.
Beth.
I don't know. I put it up on Community of Ascended Master Angels, mm-hmm. which is Matthew Bueno's group, because they're both in that group, so Beth Berry and Sarah Campbell,
mm-hmm.
who were my good old friends from high school, and they came up here for some healing. And Sarah has an issue she's dealing with, and she got some major healing from you, from Matthew. I did some healing work on her.
How's everybody doing?
But she was open. She was open to
mm-hmm.
it. I
oh,
think
God,
she's doing
yeah.
a lot better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's very open. You know, we haven't talked that much. She's posted some things on my page. It seems like she's got something changed in her. Something shifted, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it took a lot to come up here. But then we come back around. So the whole purpose of this show, Diving Deep in Saratoga, there is something magical about this place. There is a vortex here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Of spiritual energy, of openness. It's a little tiny town in some ways, but these big people are willing to come all the way here.
Well, I think the major vibration is the water. It's these springs. It's just, Saratoga's underneath is all caverns. There's a lot of, you know, because of the springs. There is vortexes, I guess, around, and...
Nice.
You know, it just has that vibration going, and what we're trying to do is make it wake up the community again. And there are a lot of great people doing some wonderful things in Saratoga, and they're in little clumps here and there. You know, some people, even in the healing world, resonate on different frequencies too. So, you know, so it's all good. Some of us are Pleiadian and some are, you know.
that's right.
What I'm saying, you know, is just that some people's souls gather together in different groups. And, you know, that's all good, too. Because I like peeking in on those groups, too. And seeing what's shaken down, you know, and if I resonate with it, then I'll go back. And if not, then, you know, keep looking. So I guess what I'm saying there is, you know, for the people who are looking for community who, you know, aren't here in Saratoga, for instance, that want to look for community in their own area, that look around and don't be disappointed if you do go to some place and you go, oh, I don't feel really comfortable there. It's okay. There's others. Everybody resonates differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's true.
100%. So just keep that in mind.
That's true. I mean, you know, and people are moving. People are changing places.
Mm-hmm.
People are being distributed around where they're supposed
right.
to be.
Exactly.
I moved here a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew... probably at least 4 months before that I wanted to move here. And now it just feels so much better.
I feel so much more grounded.
Yeah.
I lived in the city before. You know, it's very different. Also, the Long Island Railroad running through my backyard. So you can imagine the energy from that thing and the noise. It's just like people
goodness.
In the city, they get used to so much more crap. It's like so much noise, so much congestion. There was beeping every day. And I lived in a pretty calm little area of Forest Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't living in Midtown Manhattan, but the energy was so bad sometimes of people being unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Unhappy, not wanting to go to work to their matrix jobs, not wanting to, but they had to, but it was like a disenfranchised feeling. That was the energy. I mean, and then the more sensitive you get, forget it. I talk about being a hermit. We were talking about that before the show.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I was really a hermit. I mean, the only people I saw was anybody connected to my baby. It was,
mm-hmm.
I just had Sophie in 2010, who's now 4, and so I was very isolated, but on purpose. I couldn't connect to anybody. I just didn't feel like I could connect to any of the normal people. If I met somebody a little strange, I was like, oh, thank God. Oh,
I like
acting
normal.
Yeah, be normal. Yeah, I met a girl who was like a yoga teacher who had her own. That's so funny.
Normal.
I love that. I'd be normal. That's from Mel Brooks.
Young Frankenstein.
We love that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great stuff. So let's keep focused because I have a feeling we're getting close. You know, it's almost an hour and a half into the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that I'm going to see who is in the chat? Okay, the chat. We got that. I want to see if anybody else is online because somebody, for some reason, I am off of the chat. So I'm going to try to get back on the chat in a moment. But to tell you the truth, I think we have a few people listening, but we're good. We don't have if anybody else wants to have a call answered, please raise your hand by pressing 1. Or you can call into the show at 646-716-8890. If you want to share with us anything you have been doing that's helping to raise consciousness, bring community together, any events that you want to go to that are important for people to take note of, or if you want to know anything about Saratoga
or
genuine healing issues.
Or if you have just something that's been weighing heavy on your mind,
true.
Open to just about anything.
Yeah, if you want any kind of healing, you know, we can talk about
that. Because the earlier topic was about, you know, how it was popped in that, you know, if you were having some stuff going on, but hopefully our first 45 minutes hour that we cleared all that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm just gonna talk then, unless I see anybody raising their hand for now. Oh, we have a new person raising their hand. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, unless this is, no, Jay, we answered. That's the only person we talked to, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 508. I'm going to try taking you 508. Let's check it out. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is CJ Miller. Who do we have here with us? You're live.
Jennifer of the Cosmic Jungle finally getting through.
Oh, Jennifer. Hi. How are you, my dear friend?
Hello.
Hi. I'm doing very
Christine?
Well, thank you.
Yay.
Well, I'm listening.
Hey, Jennifer, turn down your volume or turn your volume down on your computer. So, unless, I don't know, maybe you don't have it on, but I'm hearing an echo.
I actually have that off, but I'll make sure it's like totally, totally off.
It could just be my sense of hearing is totally off.
Maybe I'll take it off of
No, that sounds better now. That's better.
Is that better?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I think it was a speaker. That's much better.
Oh.
Jenny?
Great.
I think it's better, don't you think? Keep talking, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's probably
Jennifer
better for
of
me,
the Cosmic.
Too.
Yeah, it does sound better to me. So,
yes.
Jennifer of the Cosmic Jungle, we are Facebook friends. We've been writing. We've been commenting with each other for a while now. And you had made a comment after we did our last show, which
about
was
the
great.
Water.
Yes,
about the
water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this long conversation.
I love talking about the water.
I know, and it's so cool, and we should talk about that. But before I forget, because my mind is like a sieve, I'll just say that you were saying you have a friend in Herkimer and that we should go to her, you know, that
Christine and I have been talking about going to Herkimer, so we should all hook up and go to Herkimer and get some diamonds, forget some of the Herkimer.
That would really be great. My friend actually wants to bring me there in two, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after. And she said, "Let's just go up for one day. You know, we'll bang it out as long as it doesn't rain, and then come back." And I thought, "Well, I'll go and I'll find out about this place." She seems to know a great place to go that's different than some of the other places. Maybe kind of rules wise and such, that sort of thing.
Oh, I bet. Cool.
Yeah, there's another one. I've been to Herkimer Diamond Mine for the last, God, I think the first time I went there was 22 years ago.
And there's another one up further from it or something, I think.
Yeah, and it's, wow, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a campground.
I don't
remember.
This is the first
it's
for
okay.
me.
Okay,
so
keep it hush-hush. Keep it hush-hush.
I've known about them for a while, but I didn't know, a lot about them.
Yeah, well, we'll
like
definitely connect. But thank you for calling in to the show. And what can you share with? What do you want to share with us tonight and our listeners?
Oh my gosh, I could share so much. I saw first. I would kind of say when you were talking about praying over their food and water, how that is so important. We do that here at home too. You know, we put our hand over our food and you want to bring it into a positive spin and then, say to it, I want you to make me healthy and, fulfill all my nutritional needs and all those good things and whatever you want to say, and so I just thought I'd bring that up because I said, well, I'll keep notes because you guys go on about all kinds of things. So, So that was one thing I wanted to talk about, and one thing I really wanted to cover too is the water and how I've been learning that, the dams that have been built all over the planet are really harming us as much as they're harming the planet, and everything that happens to her, happens to us. So she's got all of these blockages. Her water's not flowing the way that it should be naturally. And obviously, everything is fractal, and so it's happening to us as well. I just thought I'd bring that up, that it was interesting because they say if we take down the dams, which I realize people would have to move and things would have to change and all of that, but if we took down all of the dams, then, the earth would be able to recover her natural flow once again. And I think that's so important to understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense, too. It's like you'd be blocking major ways for energy to flow, if you're doing the damming.
Because that's what it is. Water's such a funny thing. It doesn't even really, it's almost like in a weird way it doesn't belong here, but it does. It's just, it's definitely a gift that we have, and we should be treating better. Another thing about the water that I've learned too is the differences of the water. We've got the evaporative water that goes, flows through the ecosystem, evaporates, comes back down in rain and all that. And then we've got the water that the, planet has herself that she brings up through the springs, all the healing springs all over the planet and such. Those are her springs, that's her healing water. And that's why it heals. Because it's not going through an evaporative process like everything else.
Interesting. Well, that's really good to bring us back around to that because, and that's why you had written me in this after the last show was about the healing waters. We should do something, we should do something here that's kind of like focused on that and taking a tour of the healing waters feeling that. I think that would be cool.
And we can heal the waters, too. We can heal the waters. I have a river. I live on the river, and when I go down by the river, I put my hands in, and I put this beautiful intent because it goes right out to the ocean, it meets another river along the way, and then they go out to the ocean together, and I just put the intent that it heals everything along its path and then go to the ocean to do as well.
Claudia, we did a despacho in the water. Yeah. That's the same type of prayers.
Oh, right.
That we put into the water. So shamans, we do a despacho ceremony, which is like a prayer bundle. And, you know, Claudia and I did one in the water.
For our,
so
in
yeah,
our lake,
like
the lake
your
that's
prayers,
in our neighborhood.
Our lake, yes.
That's beautiful. I mean, I learned
yeah.
The geobiology
yeah.
to, you know, which is the dowsing and how to work with the devas to clear
mm-hmm.
the negative energy from the land. And I know mm-hmm. that it's around that shamanic realm. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not there. I have done work, you know, activating my makaba, and I can get into my tiny space of my heart and my sacred space of my heart, but
mm.
I don't do these things enough, and I should do it a lot more. I'm always in a constant meditation, if you will, you know, always, you know, praying for, you know, of course, like you were talking about, we all fall off the wagon, if you will, and a lot of them were like, what are
mm-hmm.
we doing? You know.
But you really, you know, you're constantly, yeah, you've, I mean, from Facebook, it seems like you're always thinking about this stuff, and this is your life, too, you know,
I am.
World.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm very, my vision, well, I've had some different visions, and they seem, it's funny because the original vision I had after I activated my makaba was very, very, very intense, and If you'd like, I'll tell you what the vision was, because it really is it's an amazing vision, and it really blew me away for a while, and I thought how could that happen? But I think it is, and if you'd like me to share it, I would. I can,
well, how could I say no now? Nah, we don't really want to hear the amazing vision. That's okay. No, of course we want to hear it. Come on.
I'm so glad you want to hear it. Well, what I do is I did a 4-day workshop, and that's when I activated my makaba. And I brought the teacher that came. Her name was Tessie. She was from Flagstaff, Arizona, and she had learned, you know, through Drunvalo, the awakening.
Oh,
Melchizedek.
Yeah,
yes.
I was just going to
yes,
say,
I'm
when
not.
I heard Macabre, I was like,
he's doing the activation of the
site, his activation,
yes.
Right. So cool.
Yes,
it's
really incredible workshop, if anybody can do it. It's a life-changing event.
Yep.
It was for me. And my fiancé went with me, and my son went with me, so we all did it. And
nice.
It was really great. We have 3 macabres in my house, and we have a lot of power if we would sit and get it focused, but we're all 3 of us are all over the place all the time, so we really should do that. But anyway, so I'll get on to this vision. So I did this workshop. It was long. It was exhausting, but it was exhilarating at the same time. And we did these group healings that were just incredible. They did a wonderful healing for my fiancé, who had almost died from Lyme disease. He got a 3rd-degree heart block. And the healings that we did with him were instantaneous. I mean, he just felt better right away, and then he could climb the stairs the next day, and we were just amazed because he was dragging himself to this workshop. And so we were just so excited about how amazing, like what you said, the sound healing, the energy
mm-hmm.
healing is just so incredible. We used the singing bowls and the om, and the angels were there, and you knew they were there, and I saw them, and it's really incredible. But anyway, so beyond that, I brought them to the airport. It was a quick thing. They had to go back. They had been delayed because of Hurricane Sandy, and came later, so it really got mixed up, and everything just fell into place perfectly. And I dropped them off at the airport, and they were the loveliest people. And on the way home, I go through, I was in Rhode Island, the airport in Rhode Island, and I would go back up 146 back into Massachusetts, and as I was going 95 to get to 146, I I didn't realize it at the time, but I left my body. And I went to this beautiful place it was a beautiful spiritual retreat. It was a big, white, beautiful building, and it was on a large grounds. There was a home up on the hill, and I knew that I was going to, like, live there probably. And, I knew all this as the vision was going on. It was very, very strange. And so inside this retreat, this big building, there was these two giant pools, and one of them was very deep, and it had, you know, like sea life and living things and all of that in it. And then this other pool was like for people to get in and swim. It was a regular kind of a pool, but they were kind of connected, like you could get from one to the other through a deeper hole. And I'm trying to explain, you know, what it looks like, so you kind of get a grasp of it. But there's these dolphins, two dolphins, as a matter of fact, and they happened to be, when I went in, I should go back for a minute. When I activated my Makaba, you know, they taught us these deep meditations about how to go into your sacred space of your heart and your tiny space of your heart. And in the sacred space of my heart, I had these two dolphins. And I remember coming out of the meditations, and I said, there's two dolphins there. And I said, and there's a frog. And I said, and like all my dead pets from all my life came in. And you know, just all these things happened. It was just amazing. And this grass grew right before my eyes so the animals could lay on it. And it was just amazing. And these dolphins were there, but they were in this little hearth together where they just had enough space to kind of like stick their heads up, but they had no room to swim whatsoever. They were just there to visit, and then they would sometimes not be there. But a lot of times they're there, and I always go over and I, you know, hug them and I kiss them, and I'm like, I'm so happy to see you. but we don't have a heavy communication yet except for this vision. So these dolphins in this pool, and they come up and they heal autistic children, and they heal, you know, people that can't walk, like in wheelchairs and things like that, and they do it with their sonar. And I didn't know this at the time that I was having this vision, that this is what was possible, but of course I got right into researching after all of this. So then in this place, there was also like a store. They had like all, you know, crystals and all these different things that were for healing and bringing home with you and taking back to where you come from. There were all these different classrooms that were, you know, set up to learn all these different things, like maybe, you know, self-sustainability or you know, self-healing or just all these classes. But there were also like these big halls where, you know, where people from all over the world, spiritual, you know, teachers from all over the world would come and have these large groups and teach these large masses of people. And yet we would still have, you know, these local classes, if you will, with people that maybe come and stay at the retreat and do, you know, certain classes while they're there. And what's really cool is everything in this place was edible. So you walk around and you just pick things off the tree and you can eat it, and you can pick things out of it and you can just eat them. And all the grounds is like that too.
Oh, I love
that. You can just eat everything. It's all edible. And what it is like teaching people how to do this, how to start growing this in their communities, right downtown, right down Main Street, right up the road, right everywhere that you go, you know, throw seeds and start, you know, planting this stuff, and no one will ever be hungry because it's just everywhere. And so it just, this vision was just so incredible, and I was just flowing through it. And like I said, you know, I wasn't driving, so I don't know who was. And I ended up getting off
Thank
of
God.
95 on. Yes, I know, and it happens to me sometimes, and I hate to admit it because it's probably not the greatest in a way, but whoever's driving does good. Now I'm on this other road, and I'm probably, I would say I'm more than halfway home, and all of a sudden, I came like flying back into my body from above, I would say, because I went boom and I landed in my seat like really hard. I could feel my body again. I could feel the weight, and I just went boom and I landed. And then all of a sudden my brain said, yeah, right. And I went, oh my God. And I had tears flowing from my eyes uncontrollably. And then all of a sudden a shooting star came down in front of me. Mm. And I said, oh my gosh, you know, this is real. This really happened. This is true. And so I was just so excited. I couldn't believe what was happening. And I drove home and I woke Bruce out of sleep. It was probably about, you know, 5:30 in the morning. And I said, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. And he was like, oh my God. And I told him all these things and everything that happened. And so since then, my vision has kind of like grown in a way that it has seemed more and more possible. I can see more and more how it can play out. I don't have any, you know, vision of how it should play out, But I do, because I don't want to. I want to let the universe always has just such great surprises, and we shouldn't limit ourselves. So I've really just been kind of letting it flow. And I mm-hmm. think I told you, Claudia, that that we just were recently given some land. So that is a large amount of land, and it's in
no,
a perfect...
I don't think you told me that.
Oh, I
you,
thought
I
that
didn't...
I did. Well.
No, you told me about the dolphins, though. When I was listening to you, I'm like, oh, you told me about that. But I don't remember this thing. That's
the land.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is recently, so, this land
did
up
in
Maine.
Did give you land?
Yes, like 19 acres.
Wow.
In Maine.
How did I know
that?
Christine is psychic, by the way, so she just guessed that an in-law gave you land.
I am too, but I guess I haven't. I am, because I always know when something's going to happen, and
I always
and I read tarot cards, and I can always tell people what they mean and what they're saying to them, and people are like, "Whoa, you know, she knew it," and they're always so accurate, and I'm very accurate, and so I do know, but I don't have. I wouldn't. My mom was a psychic, and she, you know, she could get into a meditation and tell you all kinds of stuff about yourself, you know, but. But I'm not, I suppose, as focused in that direction. But I've got so much on my plate that I don't focus on one thing for too long. I bounce around and I come back and you know, like the dowsing and everything. I'm coming back into that now. I want to do some more dowsing.
We have a lot of dowsing. Yeah,
I love it.
We have a dowsing community here too.
It's just fantastic, and I know that they have the big one up in Vermont.
The
Dowsing Association there, so I was going to join that too. My mom was a member. And,
yeah, I'm a member.
I want to do that. I want to bring that back. I want to get more into clearing the land again. We did a big clearing out on the Cape with 12 of us that know how to do this. We got together, and yes, we also are ceremonial. We use the drums. We use the singing bowls. We use, all of the elementals. We call them in, all of the devas. And we went up onto a big cliff over in Truro on the tip of the Cape. And this lady was lovely, and we cleared her land. We cleared all of the East Coast. We cleared all the cell towers. We cleared the Big Dig. We did a lot of clearing that day, some of the reservoirs, and we focused on the East Coast and New England, or I shouldn't say northern New England, but northern, United States, all New England, and then along the East Coast. We did some clearing of the pharmaceutical dumpings out in the ocean, and the cell towers give off the negative spin, so we switch it to a positive spin, and we say, ha-ha.
Nice.
So then we ended up down at her little shop in T-Town, and she took all of our aura pictures and read our auras, and it was incredible. That was a beautiful trip, too. Mm. So there's so stuff going on, and there's people doing this. And there's and I wanted to bring up the Paco Andino. That was another thing I really think is important to everybody on the planet. The Paco Andino, Indians in the Andes Mountains, they're the ones that get up every morning and they pray for us and they move about and they do all kinds of healings and they're constantly in prayer for us, that will awaken and that will understand and that they too will understand and they, work with all of the elementals. And I thought I'd bring them up because they're called the Wisdom Keepers. And a man named Jeffrey Wyom is the one that lived with these people. They took him in because he's not one of them. And they took him in and trusted him. He was a photographer and a movie maker, and he got injured and went to heal himself holistically and met these people. And now he's made a movie about them, and they've allowed it to come out to the public, which is a first. And
are you talking about the Peruvian shamans? Somehow I didn't hear
the Wisdom Keepers, the Paco Andino in the Indian Mountains.
Yeah,
now,
that's
the
Peruvian
shamans. They tell the difference between a shaman and how there's, how there's the, how do I want to say it, there's the horizontal and the vertical.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about, you know, the difference between them and the shamans is, like, the shamans work in a way and then on a level plane, and then at the other end there's always the backlash that comes back, you know, like when they take the negative from somebody, there's the backlash that come back. And I guess that it's the best way I can explain it, but the Pleco and Dino actually do it, you know, vertically, where they bring it from the top and or send it out to the top where it is transmuted, if you will, maybe. And
yeah,
then
they do
no
it in the Apus, the mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They use the mountain spirits.
They do. They do.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Those are, that's my, yeah, I understand that.
There's is that your lineage? What, is that
that's
what you,
my lineage. Well, that's the lineage that I've learned from.
Oh, isn't that funny? So Jennifer is talking about the same group that's what Christine works with
that's,
in her shaman
well,
practice.
Don Francisco, yeah. It's, that's
have you seen the movie? Didn't. You didn't see the movie.
Well, it's on his site. I mean, I didn't. I missed the, I don't know if you can still see it, but I'm on.
Jeffrey Wyam just opened it up so that you can download it now at any time.
Oh, you can. Okay, because you had to buy a ticket when it first came on, and I missed that day I was away.
Yes.
Jeffrey
Wyam. And what would that be through? Like, what would people check it
Anne
out through?
Anne saw it. She said it was beautiful.
I think that you can go to thewisdomkeepers.com.
Yep.
You can go to PlecoAndDino.com.
Okay, cool.
It's PAQOANDINO.com.
PAQO. PAQO? Paco?
Yes.
PacoAndino. ANDINO.com. All right, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for.
It's the Inca.
Wow. Intense. It's like there's so much. You have a lot to. You really do have a lot to share. I'm so glad you shared your vision. And I don't know. You know, I know we had an interesting chat that day. When you called, and we have so much in common. And you don't live that far. You're just in Massachusetts.
No.
Here you are talking about Cape. I guess you're talking about Cape Cod. So thank you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Thanks for doing that work there, that grid work or that energetic work. And you know, we can all do that. That's the thing. It's like we really can. And shamans are doing that all the time. And for those of us who feel very connected to the earth, you know, we can do it everywhere. We could even do it if we're living in the city. We could be healing the waters and healing the earth and helping to send good vibes out to others. And, you know, it's interesting. We were talking before about, like, talking to the food. And I also think, like, what I've been trying to do lately is talking more to my body and being thankful to my body for what it does for me. And, you know, it is an extension of the earth. I mean, we're made from the earth. So it's like loving the earth is loving yourself, is loving another. We just keep putting that out there and knowing that we really do have a lot of power to change things. And the more of us that get together and share what we're doing, I think it empowers other people. So I love the vision of the healing center retreat place, and you know that's my dream to create
a retreat center. When you said that, I said no way. And you know when I had vision, and I told the teacher that had just left, you know, the one that taught us the Drunvalo workshop. Mm-hmm. I called her and I said, "You're not going to believe the vision I had." And she said, "You know, it doesn't surprise me." She said, "Pete," and this was, you know, a couple of years ago. She said, "People all over are starting to have these visions." She says, "I've even had a vision of opening, you know, a spiritual healing center retreat, you know." And I said, "Really?" Mm-hmm. So I kind of just said, "You know, this is possible. I'm not sure how, but I'm gonna remember that this is possible, and I believe that this is what's going to happen." You know.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's so interesting. And that's, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in the last few years have wanted to open a retreat center, healing center, or I talk about my vision, and you know, which is similar to what you were talking about, to have I just didn't think of having everything be edible. That's a great idea, because I definitely wanted to have like a permaculture aspect to it, which is, I think, having a lot of edible gardening that's integrated with the land, and also taking into account using sacred geometry to really accentuate the energies of the place. And I think that's
the whole property.
Feng shui, exactly. Feng shui all the way, baby. You know, let's take it to the limit. And with the way you build the houses, or the, you know, the center, and having people, I would love to, you know, my vision is really to have like places where all the healer people or whoever wants to work there live. We can all have our own little spaces, but we have a beautiful central meeting place where we work and do our things and have our beautiful life and have the, you know, let's have our utopian community. So let's, let's do it.
As it's come together too with my vision, because it was a couple of years ago, so there's been some things that have built upon it, and of course now that I know about the land and everything, I even went to the town hall and I talked to them and said, you know, how would you guys feel about this? And they said, put it together, you know, and present it. And I said, wow, this is great. And I talked to some of the neighbors. And then I started to realize that what we would need to do is you know, make this, you know, completely self-sustainable, so that that the way that we could have this built and that we can all work together and learn and do this together, so it's not like so costly, and that we can begin, you know, the process of healing rather than the process of struggling to try and, you know, pursue your dream. Is that we could, you know, have people come from all over to help us build these little self-sustainable huts out of recycled materials, and then everybody would learn how to build these, and maybe we could build some different types depending on, you know, where people live and that sort of thing, and then they could take it back to their communities and teach it. And they would have gained so much there at that time. And so, you know, and all the other things that we learned, too, about, you know, helping our communities become self-sustainable, bringing them back together. We don't need welfare systems and such. We need the communities to come back together. We need to start growing food again. And, you know, everybody's got to work together.
Right.
Because, you know, this is just craziness, what's going on. And I realize that it all has to come to its head and crash and burn. But, you know, I'm ready now.
I know, right? It's like we've transcended the polarity. Let's just get on with it. But it, really what's happening is it's just coming to a head. Like you said, you know, things are just, could it get any crazier? You know, it has to be so blaringly obvious before we let it go and move
on to something new.
But
it's coming to balance it all out.
And it's happening. I mean, people are making changes in the way they live, and they are coming together in communities. And, you know, it's through small steps and big steps. And but, gosh, you know, I'm just so excited for what you want to do. And do you have a website or, like, your Facebook? Is there any way to get in touch with you?
I have my Facebook and my YouTube channel, and I'm so involved in my studies and my three-dimensional running around with my ADHD brain, you know, that I've got notebooks and notebooks full of notes and shelves full of books, and I just, you know, I always say, well, when that grid goes down, I've got plenty of books to read here. And so, you know, I do want to, I was thinking about getting a little group together that can kind of help me put some of this stuff together, because I do think that I have a lot to share and a lot to offer, and I think that as I pull more people in, obviously, that brings more to the table, and you know, so I think that, you know, we just need to take take the steering of the ship back over.
Exactly. You know, I'm so glad you called in tonight, and
me too. I am.
Yeah, because I really,
it's like actually in person.
I know, we definitely have to meet. I mean, you're really not, that was like a few hours away. And, you know, I think it's important. It's like we're doing grid work on our own by connecting with each other
and then like creating this connection between the different areas, and
yes.
also, I mean, having a network of healing center, retreat center type places, you know, communities.
I know. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. Like then we could get
yeah.
we could get this like group started, like all these groupies, and they could go from retreat to retreat to retreat, just like you know the Grateful Dead.
Oh, we have our own group of able-bodied people
groupies.
To build the place for us. That's spiritual groupies. I like that. I'll
Isn't
take
that
some
great?
Of those.
They just go around and they'll just help everybody
mm-hmm,
build
mm-hmm.
this thing, and then they'll go to the next one with their all the new lessons. Oh,
can
fun.
They do other work for me too? Can they help me get my work done in the house here? No, just kidding.
I'm with you there.
I want to, you know, I'm, you know,
trained
I'm ready for that. So.
For Reiki, trained maid service for Reiki.
Oh, I like that. Reiki maids. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Reiki maids. Yeah, you could have the maids come and do the work, and you could Reiki them.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work. How about they Reiki me, and then they clean my house?
She wants it all.
I'll take it all. I'm the boss. No, just kidding.
Funny.
No. I like to do Reiki too. I like to heal people. I mean,
yeah.
that's what I'm talking about is healing people. But you know, I would like a place that could be. Wouldn't it be cool to have something? What I would like to do here is to have something that has maybe some kind of natural hot springs. I don't know if we have any of those around here, but when I lived in Italy, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Italy, there was natural hot springs all around the area that I lived in, and people would just go to them, and like you didn't have to pay money. They were just in natural areas, and you'd go and sit in the hot springs and. It's very, but even though we have some hot springs here in Saratoga that we could create our own hot springs. I just love that idea. I like hanging out in nature and being comfortable. Yeah, I like springs. But you know what, Jennifer?
They're cold.
I just want to get back to, springs are cold. Well, we'll heat them up somehow. But solar heated cold hot springs.
Well, yeah.
But I just want to get back to, like, I think you're right about, like, you know, we don't have to get into a political talk here, but wouldn't it be great if we were all a little more connected to our food source and the earth and we understood where things came from and we had a stake in our own health and we were growing the food? And I think children would really love to do that. And I posted something on Facebook yesterday that I found. It was like something about having, post this if you would agree to having a garden in every school, you know. And I think that's a great way.
Yeah.
And I love that. So that's actually part of my vision.
Part of my vision, like for the, I have a part of my vision is also for the schools that, you know, we have these schools where kids show up at school and they walk in and say, and you know, they say, what do you guys want to do today? And then everybody kind of gets to go to their own, you know, whatever it is, like maybe they'll go to the science lab or maybe they'll go to the math lab or maybe they'll go, you know, swim or maybe they'll go do this or maybe they'll go do that. But you give them the tools to go and
mm-hmm.
create and to learn, because they're going to learn a whole lot more if you let them learn what they want to learn when they're ready to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some schools
so
like that.
Ways.
Waldorf School in Hawthorne Valley has their own farm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So there's people doing this kind of thing. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea in Montessori School as well, to allow the child to gravitate towards what interests them, and then they help them to, or facilitate the process for them to complete a task. At least that's what I remember. No, it could
we
be
have
wrong,
a preschool here in Saratoga that they do they work in the park. They're out. It's an outdoor pre-K.
Is that Waldorf?
So they're learning to work. Yeah, they're learning to work. You know, with the outdoors.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So there are little. There's definitely those. You know, these things are popping up, and I mean the one in Hawthorne Valley has been around for years and years and years. So. I think, you know, there's definitely a hope.
Yes, there is, because we just got back. We went this weekend to the Northeast Unschooling Conference. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Oh,
but
cool.
I unschooled my 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes,
I homeschooled.
Well, it kind of started out we were going to homeschool, and then I thought, you know, we'll just do the unschooling thing, because this homeschooling stuff, it was kind of the same stuff. I was, like, looking, and I'm like, oh, it's that same memorization of all of that. And,
I didn't do that kind of homeschooling. we traveled and had fun and dug rocks. And
That's what we do.
I guess I unschooled 25 years ago. I don't know. My baby that I homeschooled is 30, so that was quite some time ago.
That's great. Yeah, it was fun to go and meet a bunch of parents that were doing the same thing I was doing, and I said, wow, this is kind of cool. Like, this is neat. And so so it was fun, and all the kids got to run around and be unschooled and share their things. We had talent shows and all kinds of different things like that, and I thought the children were all really extraordinary, and the parents are very extraordinary, and I see it, you know, it's grown. You know, even our unschooling group, homeschooling group that we go to regularly, has grown like significantly over the last. I'd say we joined it about a year and a half ago, and there was only a few people. Now there's a whole bunch, and we have to like find a bigger place. So,
See, it's changing. Mm-hmm. More and more people are getting into this.
Well, I mean, when I first, you know, I used to be a school teacher. And then I took my son out of public school because I was done with what they were doing to him. And it was the best time, you know, back, way back. And we found the groups, you know, I still am going to call it homeschooled or unschooled or however you want to say it, because I think even any homeschool group does things differently. Our group believed, you know, once a week we'd go to the Y and they would play, you know, or go swimming, you know, in the winter. And we did plays. We just had fun. And you learn through fun and play and imagination, because that's what's lacking, I think, not only being part of the land, but the imagination and learning to be free and have that imagination for
and
kids.
And find your own individual.
And find your own, exactly, be individual and not be part of the group that has to be tested or has to do whatever they have to do. So, yeah, but every child learns differently, and I know a lot of kids that would not be happy with their parents at home. You know, they want to be in a group in a school. So I think it really is determined by the parent, the child, and if your child does go to a regular school, just make sure that you keep it real for them and not go too deep into the pattern.
Right.
What?
Just the pattern that they're all
program.
Headed towards. The programming.
Yeah, the program of, you know, you don't want your children, if you're going to go ahead and send them to school, you really got to, you know, spend your evenings unprogramming them from
exactly.
the programming part.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a little more work to throw in there for you, because homework's not enough, you know.
Well, that's,
it's
a little bit off, though.
That's it's interesting. It's interesting that we're talking about this now, because I was having a conversation with a friend before the show about how much I didn't believe in a lot of systems, educational system being one of them, because it's so much teaching towards the test, and it can make you feel so bad about yourself. You know, if you don't pass the test, you're not doing good on tests. You feel
that's
like,
right.
the,
and
it's so stupid. And it's all about memorization and regurgitating facts. And the teachers that like you the most usually are the ones that you learn to repeat back to them exactly what they've told you in their own wording. Then they really love you. Then they'll give you the A. I mean, that's at least what I remember. You know, although some extraordinary teachers do exist who encourage you to be very much your own person. So,
but it's hard for them now. It's very, very difficult.
That's true.
You know, that the teachers are being like kind of pushed into this box, and they're being forced to. And I think a lot of them are leaving because of it. And I think that's why, you know, some of the police are leaving the police force, and some of the they're the ones that are the awakened ones and say, you know, I really don't feel good about myself. if I'm going to follow this program. And so they step away and they step out, and then they find a whole new way of being, you know.
I think this could be another show.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Oh,
you know, I just want to say, based on this, there's a guy that I used to watch his videos. God, what is his name? Gatto. John Taylor Gatto. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's he's a brilliant guy. He's done a lot of really cool stuff. He was actually nominated to be the Teacher of the Year in New York City at one point. And then right after he was, he wrote an editorial page, like an op-ed thing on the Wall Street Journal, denouncing the whole educational system and basically saying that teachers were doing a great disservice to their students.
He's really cool.
Because he encouraged, like, he would take kids in his class that he said, oh, this kid's really into drawing comics. So, you know, that's what all they wanted to do. So I would let him stay in my class. I guess he had a writing class, perhaps. He would let him stay in his class all day instead of going to every other class. He would make it work for them, or he would have them follow a thread of whatever they were interested in. Okay, you're into this? Why don't you call and find out from this person how to do, you know, like real-life stuff? And I think, you know, that's the stuff that parents could be doing if they weren't so overwhelmed by their life with their matrix jobs. You know, their jobs that they're unhappy in.
Homeschooling, unschooling, if you work a job, I mean, really, if you're homeschooling and you're actually having them do work, then, you know, you either have to do it when, you know, you're there with them, or you have to trust them to get it done. With unschooling, you basically just have to trust them to be responsible at home, you know, alone. And a lot of these kids, I find, are, you know, they just are responsible enough to leave home alone. I'm not saying they're going to make a lot of progress with something, but they'll keep themselves busy.
Because they like what they're doing, perhaps.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
Well, if they get a good book, they can really get into it, and so many different things can take place being home alone without, you know, you know, as long as they don't get it. See, I didn't have, back when my son was, they were just starting video games. No TV.
No TV, no video games help.
But there's lots of ways to do it. So, anyway.
Ooh. Anyway, well, thank
late.
You so much.
It's 11:11.
Oh, it's 11:11. Yeah, we should. We really have to wrap the show up, actually.
Yes.
11:11. This is special. We love those times. Jennifer of the Cosmic Jungle, you're awesome, and definitely let's keep in touch, and we'll talk about getting a little trip together.
That would be really great.
Yes,
I heard you say that you're really mean in person, so I'm looking forward to seeing about that.
Really? Yeah, you're looking forward to getting some of that, huh? All right. Well, you better watch out. Oh, jeez. You're funny.
That's funny.
Well, my dear, thank you so much for calling in. You're beautiful. And
I'm glad that I was the only one and I didn't have to, like, wait in line.
I know it's a slow night on this C.J. Miller show with Christine Northrup, but it's okay. I didn't want a big thing tonight. It was just, like, a relaxed.
We don't know how many are on the computer.
Yeah.
There's people on the computer, and there's going to be lots of people listening to this after the fact, I'm sure. So,
well, lots of love to you and Christine.
Thank
you.
Nice meeting and talk. Well, nice talking to you, and I look forward to diamond hunting.
Yeah, let's definitely get
we'll
together.
We'll have a great time. We'll bring
lovely
energy there, and we'll suck up some energy from the diamond.
It'll
be great.
Yay.
And it's not.
I love
it's just
that.
Even the rock. So yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
So,
awesome. All right, Jennifer, we love you, and
we'll
talk soon, my dear.
Yes, lots of love.
Thanks, sweetie.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Oh, that was so cool. What a cool chick, huh? You know?
Yeah.
We could totally hang with her. And we could totally hang with all of you that are listening to the show tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, for
it's been great.
Episode two of Diving Deep in Saratoga. And we surely have no hot springs in New York. That has been reiterated to me by my friends in the chat, my friend James. So, and you said that too. So now I know for sure.
Yes, there's no hot springs.
I'll just have to get my own hot tub in the backyard, I guess. We can't have that in Interlaken, though, I guess.
No,
unfortunately. But that's all right. The hot tub in my dreams, it'll be there someday. So, but in the meantime, I don't know when our next show is going to be. We'll have to announce it to
people. If you go to the Roosevelt Baths, they actually make it so hot that you have to tell them to cool it off so you can pretend you're in a hot spring tub.
Awesome. Yeah, the Roosevelt Baths, that's the only place.
Yeah,
so,
we definitely have
but
to
it's
go
not
there.
Like a, yeah, okay, let's do that. Let's do that soon. And,
I mean, you just sit in the tub. It's not like you're going to a hot springs, but, you know, you have to use
what
like
we have.
It's
not like naked hot tubbing or something.
Well,
like California style.
You're in a naked tub by yourself.
I'm naked by myself. How exciting. Getting very clean. No, I did the same thing at the Mineral, I can't remember the name, but the Mineral Springs I went to in Mount Shasta.
Right.
That was the same thing. You had like a white old-fashioned tub and you were in that. And
yeah.
It does feel very healing, so we should do that ASAP. And
I'm ready.
Just to repeat, is there any classes that you have for sure going on that we can announce to people, or we'll just keep them
Not yet.
Keep them
you
posted?
Can, you know, we'll
okay.
keep them posted. I have September and October is just full of so many things going on. I know there's a you know, every weekend has just, I don't know, I haven't picked out a weekend yet, but I will let you know when the next class is.
Perfect.
I'm getting a little, I'm like a little goofy and tired, so.
Oh, we're getting tired, yeah, I know.
Let's say
it's the end of the night, it's New York time. but I want to say what's going on for me, so you could stick around while I give people the spiel on my next show. But I just want to say to everybody, thank you so much for being here tonight. Your energy really does make a difference to the show, whether you're listening to the archives or listening live. As we know, time is fluid, and things that happen in the future can affect what's happening right now. So it's always a really great thing when we have new people that tune into the show, and we're talking about building community. So welcome, and thank you for being with us. But in terms of my next show with Christine, we don't have our next show scheduled, so we will announce that on Facebook and put out a note. But my next show is going to be tomorrow night, actually. I have a show with my friend Helene Lipson. It's called Cosmic Current. And we just put that up on Facebook. I want to see what the name of the show is going to be. It's going to be called
100 Monkeys.
It's going to be Finding the 100th Monkey with Helene Lipson and CJ Miller. And we're calling it that because it's basically about coming together for spontaneous transformation on a mass scale. Because, you know, the whole idea of the 100th Monkey is that, like, what is it? One monkey was washing the sweet potatoes in the water, and then another monkey in another place far away started doing the same thing, and then another, you know, so like you don't have to actually be within physical contact of others to come together and make great change. So we're just trying to bring community together in another way and create this transformation through doing that. So really looking forward to having that show. That'll be 9 o'clock tomorrow with Helene Lipson, who I have not been on a show with her, in a long time, so that'll be exciting. So I'm encouraging everybody to tune in tomorrow night and call in to share your stories. And then I'll have Franco DiNicola back on my show next Tuesday night, September 9th. And I'm going to be asking people to write in with their questions. So if you have any questions for Franco, please write me a note on Facebook, Claudia Helmke Miller. And you can also write me at claudiahelmkemiller@gmail.com or go to my website, wholearthhealing.com. And you can actually check out the archives of all my old shows. I do need to update it, so there's a few more that might need to be put up there. But a lot of great interviews and shows to listen to. And Christine, how would people get in touch with you? You want to give them your website again?
Okay. Excuse me, I just took a drink of water. www.shamansaratoga.com.
Shamansaratoga.com. Okay.
But call me. Don't the email does not work on that yet. I still have to fix it.
Call me. What's your number?
518-209-6377.
We're really getting loopy. 209-6377-518. All right. And so we just want to do you have any closing message that you'd like to share with people? Or
just be well and keep I guess at the beginning was about being fluid and let things just kind of fall away.
Mm-hmm. Like ice, like sliding
like
off
ice,
of you. Like
slide off of you.
Not letting it stick to you.
Yeah. So that's the thought of the night. And that's it.
Well, that's beautiful.
I'm kind of...
I'll close out the show, but that was great to bring it back to what we started with.
It's just, you know, and you can, everything that was brought in after that is all part of it. You know, when I said bring it to the fire, that's a ritual that is part of having the ability to let things fly. Because if you can bring whatever's bothering you to the fire, then you let it go.
And right.
And the element of fire takes it away. So with that.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I
love that. And you a bit adieu. And,
bit adieu.
Well, good night, Chris, and Christine Northrup, and thank you so much for
and thank you, C.J. Miller. It was a wonderful evening of I love it.
Oh, yes, it's been a wonderful evening, and it was really fun. And thank you, everybody who called in tonight, Jay and Jennifer of the Cosmic Jungle. I love that name of hers. And thanks everybody in the chat for being with us. I just want to encourage everyone to, if you feel that you have something like a passion or a dream or something that has been kind of tugging at your heartstrings, to take a leap and try something that you've always wanted to do, because I feel that right now is a really important time for us to be doing what we're good at and bringing our talents to the service of others. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, so enjoy, have a beautiful night in dreamland if
Good
you're
night.
Going to sleep
sweet
or if sweet dreams or if you're starting your day, have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for being with us, and much love to everyone. So
good night.
We will see you next time, and I'm going to close out the show with my friend Matthew Cosell.
Beautiful.
For a little sound healing, if I can find it. Here we go. So good night, everyone. Much love.
Good night. Much
bye
love. Bye.
Bye, Christine. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.